If you've seen Kate Winslet in The Reader this year, you know her chameleonic ability to slip inside a character's skin, foreign accent, defeated body language, copious nudity, the whole works. It's the kind of bravery that has made Meryl Streep into a perennial force. And though neither actress may be the classical idea of a great beauty, that kind of intelligence, range, and nerve makes them luminous. Kate Winslet is more than ready to play the indomitable April Wheeler in Revolutionary Road, based on the 1961 book by Richard Yates. Yates' realism influenced a generation of authors attuned to suburban despair, such as André Debussy, whose short story became the film In the Bedroom. Another film starring Winslet, Little Children, is related, as is the fact that she drew in her husband, Sam Mendes, to direct. He's most known for American Beauty, another film that sees suburbia as a kind of hell. Less of a sure thing is the casting of Leonardo DiCaprio as Frank Wheeler, April's husband. Winslet sucked in her co-star and friend, DiCaprio, who became a movie star exactly when she did, 10 years ago, after Titanic. Consider DiCaprio. We knew from the first second we saw him on film, in What's Eating Gilbert Grape, that this guy is fascinating to watch. You see the struggles underneath his skin. But though he's sharp and steely, he's so sensitive that he comes across as somehow delicate, no matter how crazy his tough guy Irish bluster in The Departed, no matter how pumped his biceps in Blood Diamond. In fact, if he didn't work with the greatest of directors, his leading man status might by now have been short-circuited by his boyishness. The effect of reteaming Winslet and DiCaprio seems to be working in the film's very fine beginning, an encouragement to those who know the book. April, cursed with too much life in her, is suffocating in a 1950s suburban Connecticut town two sizes too small for her. About the only thing keeping her going is her leading role in a community play. But when the curtain falls, the clapping is so thin and polite, it's proof of a debacle. Frank, as embarrassed by her, as empathic for her, rehearses how he will comfort April. Their whole life and town are a kind of amateur play like this, where no one is really convincing anybody else, but no one dare blink. He plans on being gentle. But when April appears, so angry at herself that Frank misreads it, he goes instantly on the defensive, and the insecure bastard that lives within him is suddenly saying out loud, "Well, it wasn't exactly a triumph, was it?" There is a vicious fight in the car on the way home, which isn't quite Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, but it's on the spectrum. Frank takes April's misery and his impotency in making her happy as an accusation. She needs to recompose, but the more she begs for oxygen, the harder he presses her. So she ridicules his manhood. Frank is one of those men who can be emasculated, just like that. April fell for Frank originally at a party because he misrepresented his listlessness as a reckless bravery, a faux passion. In fact, he was, and still is, a lost little boy who does not want to be his father, dissipated in an office job he hated, but still needs the approval of his father's ghost. An actor who didn't wear his weakness on his sleeve, someone as conventionally handsome as a male model, maybe John Hamm from the show Mad Men, would have been more in keeping with the motif of the rot behind manicured exteriors. Well, April grabs Frank by the ears and hauls him around to her dream. They will escape, move to Paris. She will become a translator and support them. Frank will take time off and finally figure out who he wants to be. Watch the hateful flickers on the faces of their friends and neighbors who need the Wheelers to fail, or their own illusions might fall like a deck of cards. A subplot involving the mentally ill son of their realtor, the sick man is played by Michael Shannon, who compulsively speaks truth to the Wheelers, is close to the theme. When your whole world is false, the truth sounds like madness. For a little while, April gets Frank to see that, but cumulative disappointment injects a deadly doubt into a couple that really could create a new world if only they'd cling together and look nowhere but into each other's eyes. What a desperately sad film. Reviewing movies for WFIU, this is Peter Noble Kuchera.